The Republican Party is in chaos as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump prepare to go head-to-head in St. Louis in a few hours' time. Or is it St. Louis? I can't ever remember. The second debate comes as leading members of the Republican Party call for Mr. Trump to stand down over recently surfaced video recordings. Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, says voters at Sunday night's town hall will have a lot of questions about the Trump tape. He says it's part of a broader pattern of Trump's behavior.
Donald Trump has run a campaign where he's perpetrated a bigoted lie that President Obama wasn't a United States citizen. He's gone after immigrants. He's gone after Muslims. He's attacked military families and John McCain, a POW. He said many other deplorable things about women. There is a broad pattern of disrespect, both in word, action, and policy, toward all kinds of people. And that is, I think, why this issue on Friday just so galvanized people, because it's not something you can explain away as an aberration or here's something that, well, this was me 10 years ago. It's not who I am now. There's plenty of evidence that this is exactly who Donald Trump is today. And by this, I mean divisive and cavalier in his treatment of others. And with respect to women in particular, what this shows, I think, at its base, is that he cannot consider women as his equals. I think there's kind of a piece of the jigsaw puzzle missing in Donald Trump where he does not look at women and consider them as equal to himself.
But a key Trump backer, the former New York mayor, Rudy Giuliani, says Mr. Trump will not drop out.
Yes, he is aware of the fact that a number of Republicans have pulled their support, and he is not going to drop out. He's going to remain. He is going to apologize for what he did. He is going to explain to people that that is not the man he is today. And he is going to count on the fact that the American people are fair and decent people. And when someone asks for forgiveness, they usually give it. I mean, and the reality is, this is not the man then. This is not the man that ran for president for a year and a half and has learned the tremendous concerns the American people have, and really is the only one right now who is in a position to straighten it out.
Some strategists have suggested that Mr. Trump should strike a humble tone in tonight's debate. But according to the New York Times, on Twitter and in talking points to supporters, Mr. Trump has assailed party leaders who have abandoned him. Our correspondent Simon Marks is in St. Louis for today's debate. Hi, Simon. We were trying to work out what Hillary Clinton's likely to do in this debate, given the revelations of the last 24 hours or so.
Well, it's a very interesting question, Kim. I mean, with regard to Donald Trump, it's worth saying that there's been no evidence over the last 15 months that his transmitter has a humble setting. So I think it's highly unlikely we're going to see much humility on display when he takes to the stage. But the immediate challenge will indeed fall to Hillary Clinton, because the debate moderators have now decided that the debate will begin with a question about the events of the last 48 to 72 hours since the release of that tape in which Donald Trump made those lewd and profane remarks, boasting about having groped women. And it is to Hillary Clinton that the question will first be posed. So she has to decide exactly how she is going to respond to that, and not just respond to the question, but also respond in terms of body language. What happens when these two candidates walk out on stage? Does Hillary Clinton go over and shake Donald Trump's hand and smile serenely at the cameras as they did at the first debate in New York? It was only 10 days ago. It feels like a political eternity ago now. So, if there's risk and opportunity in all of this for Donald Trump, and probably much more risk than opportunity, there is also some risk for Hillary Clinton as she prepares to respond to what we think is going to be an onslaught from Donald Trump about the way in which she, Hillary Clinton, treated some of the women who accused her husband, Bill Clinton, of abusing them.
So that's the element of Bill Clinton's past that he plans to bring up, do you think?
Yes, he's made it very clear on Twitter that he is now going to go there. He says that he held back from going there at the first presidential debate out of respect, he said at the time, to the Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, who was sitting in the front row at the debate. But he's going to go there now because, let's be honest, he's got nowhere else to go. He has fallen so far in the course of the last 72 hours that any other candidate by now would have stood aside, as the Republican, a growing chorus of Republican leaders are insisting that he should do. So the only place that he now appears to go politically, far from being humble about all of this, is to say, well, hang on a second, look at what Hillary Clinton did to the women who accused her own husband of abusing them. She claims to be a great champion of women's rights, but in practice, he is likely to argue she was anything but. It all points, I think, Kim, to an extremely tawdry event here at St. Louis in a few hours' time, and certainly one that's going to be somewhat unedifying for the people watching at home.
Tawdry, unedifying, and ratings blockbuster, I imagine.
Absolute ratings
blockbuster. The place he has got to go, of course, I mean, he doesn't have to go to Bill Clinton. He could just go to the Wall Street speeches. Has he had much of a go at those, Hillary Clinton?
No. He hasn't had a go at those. It's a very interesting point. That's the other aspect of things that have changed in the last 72 hours, that WikiLeaks dump of new documents suggesting that in her speeches to Wall Street, Hillary Clinton said to bankers consistently, well, look, I've got public positions and I've got private positions. He hasn't made any hay out of that because he's been besieged at Trump headquarters up in New York. And I think it's also important to underscore that he spent the weekend reacting to this crisis, trying to see whether there was any way of keeping his presidential campaign alive. What he hasn't spent the weekend doing is what he desperately needed to do, prepare for this town hall encounter here tonight, where, you know, any member of the public in that room could stand up and ask him a question that proves deeply difficult for him to answer.
There have been chats about dropping him, but Trump and his running mate Mike Pence are already on the ballots. And early and absentee voting has already started. And there's no clause for dropping him in the Constitution, is there?
It would be extremely difficult now to replace Donald Trump's name on the ballot in many of those states where he is already officially listed as the Republican candidate. I think you have to keep your eye firmly on Mike Pence, which is a difficult thing to do because at the moment he has totally receded into the distance. He's taking 48 hours off, it seems, to see how everything goes for Donald Trump at this debate. But, you know, make no mistake, there is an absolute war behind the scenes now between Republican Party leaders and Donald Trump personally. Personally, I can tell you that the Republican National Committee ordered workers here who were building a stage and creating a digital media operation for the Republican National Committee to use to defend Donald Trump at this debate. They ordered all those workers to down tools several hours ago. There is a real schism now between Republican insiders who would love Donald Trump to step aside and allow Mike Pence essentially to become the candidate. Even if Trump's name remains on the ballot, Trump could say, I won't take the presidency, I'll leave it to Mike Pence should I win. And the Republican outsiders championed by Donald Trump and also the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who we just heard from. And it's a schism that's going to cause the Republican Party enormous dislocation long after this presidential election is over.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks in St. Louis for the big debate coming up 2 o'clock New Zealand time, I think.